This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. I have very special guest, Jacqueline Clare. She's going to be talking about creating a deeper connection to the spiritual in our day-to-day lives. Jacqueline is a visual artist who coined the term spiritual realism to describe her work. Spiritual realism describes her own deep connection to the inner forces that guide her creative process. She is driven to uplift her community and bring people together through her paintings, and devotes her life and career to exploring the role of art and faith in elevating audiences and encouraging them to access mystical realities. Welcome to the show, Jacqueline. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me, Mari.
It's totally my pleasure. Let's talk a little bit about the story of how you came to do what you do now.
Sure. So I grew up in Central Texas, and I have a very dynamic family. There's a lot of sort of wild, creative people. I've joked that, you know, if anyone sort of took a traditional career path, they would be the black sheep, you know? So a lot of writers, photographers, a seamstress, painters. And I also grew up with this really rich spiritual foundation. There was sort of some overlap. Not everyone in the family was spiritual, but there was the kind of crazy creative side, and then some overlap with also a very deep spiritual upbringing in the Baha'i faith. My mom and my grandparents were Baha'i. So I had this very dynamic upbringing, and it's very interesting how when we grow up and mature in life, how much sometimes we can see how our offering comes from, you know, our exposure and our upbringing. So
yes.
I always knew that this like creative path was an option, was possible. And then I also had this deep awareness of my own spirituality, my own spiritual needs, and the spiritual needs of the world. So I pursued acting from the time that I was an adolescent, about 11. I started acting professionally in Central Texas, and then eventually moved to LA as an adult. And, you know, so I'd been on this path that required a great deal of, you know, like confidence and belief and, you know, sort of almost pugnaciousness all of my life. And after about 4.5 years in LA, I really had to acknowledge and definitely had to draw on authenticity to recognize that this path was no longer feeling right. It wasn't bringing me joy, and it certainly wasn't bringing anyone else joy. Mm-hmm. And I recognized that in creating visual art, which was something that I had always done just as a form of personal expression, but hadn't ever taken seriously as a professional calling, was actually a much more direct way to communicate beauty and empowerment and send these, put out into the world what I wanted to without the moral questions and ambiguities that I often felt with acting. So I switched gears and I moved back to Texas to focus on art full time. And then I found this wonderful sort of realignment, bringing my acting background to play by offering spiritual storytelling and public speaking to accompany my visual art exhibits and create ways for audiences to engage more with the art and with each other and with the spiritual principles that inspire my work. So it's all been this very like full circle, organic, beautiful process.
Wow, how wonderful that you get to use all of your gifts. You know, you hadn't really dive very deep into your artistic qualities, but found that was going to be your path. And then you brought in your acting to that, doing the stories. I love what you've done. So what for you is the most exciting thing about what you do now?
Oh, wow. Well, what you just said is pretty huge. I mean, I think all of us would love to feel that we're bringing everything that we have to the table. And for me, I definitely don't feel that I've plateaued by any, you know, stretch of the imagination or anything like that. But I do feel that I'm on this very beautiful path that I couldn't have really orchestrated. I had to just walk the path and mm-hmm. do this to mm-hmm. be where I am. And that in itself is very exciting to look at from that perspective. And the fact that I now have this opportunity to talk with all kinds of people in person and in the online sphere about what I feel truly matters and can truly be a gift of empowerment to them, to the audience, these mm-hmm. the spiritual forces and ideas behind my work that are not at all me trying to sort of teach or put something on other people, but rather to call something forth from within other people is just mm-hmm. the most amazing, beautiful thing. And I'm really glad that I'm so grateful that I have this opportunity to do those things.
I love the way you describe it as calling something forth from other people. That's really beautiful and very deep. And I can feel how passionate you are about inspiring others to a deeper connection. How do you think this passion came about?
Goodness. Well, I do, as I said, I was raised with a spiritual foundation, and it's always been something that I had a connection to. It was never like spirituality has always been very interesting to me intellectually and from a heart space. Part of being raised a Baha'i was a great encouragement to learn about other spiritual paths and traditions as well, which I always did, even, you know, as a teenager and I still do today. So I have this love for it. And then I feel like I have a pretty heightened emotional life. I'm a pretty highly sensitive person, and I think there's a lot of us out there. Mm-hmm. And so I'm very aware of my own need to connect with and call on those spiritual forces of peace or strength or hope or whatever they are to be able to give more in this life.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, you mentioned that you're a highly sensitive person, and we hear that a lot, but sometimes we hear it in a negative way. In other words, I'm so highly sensitive that living is difficult for me. I don't know if you've ever heard anybody mm-hmm. say that. Life is overwhelming. Mm-hmm. What would you say to someone who maybe they're listening or they know someone who's highly sensitive like that about being able to do what you've done with it, make it a beautiful thing? And something that enhances not only your life, but others.
Right. Well, I would say, and again, I'm speaking from the same makeup of that person. I would say that you're not wrong. I would say that, you know, you are, how wonderful that you are not desensitized to the challenges and heartbreaks of this life. And, you know, Leonard Cohen said there's a crack in everything, and that's how the light gets in. So I would say you have this, the fact that you are so sensitive, that you are so visceral and aware, you have this opportunity to open up more to love and compassion and empathy and courage. And again, I believe in a creator and a source that can renew all of these strengths and spiritual powers. So I would say you're one step ahead to, you know, recognizing that life is hard and that you have these spiritual needs, and through those spaces of difficulty and pain, you can open up and have more to give because of it.
Wow. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Let's talk a little bit about the role authenticity has played in all of this for you.
Yeah, authenticity is everything. I love that that's the whole theme of your show. Authenticity to me is, it's really big and it's very needed. I think we're all coming to that point, like culturally, there's this awareness that we really want truth and we really want integrity, both in the world, in the media, and, you know, the priorities of our cultures and in our own lives. So mm-hmm. I feel authenticity is kin to those qualities, integrity, truthfulness, honesty, courage. And I think authenticity is like a compass, you know, and we can choose to ignore the compass mm-hmm. at our own detriment. But if we follow it, and like in my case, I've had this very, in some ways, nonlinear path, or at least on the micro, it looks nonlinear. But I kept following the authentic call of my heart, or what felt like guidance, or the adjustments I needed to make. And mm-hmm. now I've landed in this very neat place and with this really unique offering that I couldn't have just, you know, devised. So authenticity is a compass leading us to our highest offering and calling, I believe.
I agree with you. I love the way that you say that if we ignore that authentic call or what authenticity is guiding us to, that doesn't work out for us. It sure didn't work out for me.
Really?
And it's not an easy thing to do sometimes. I mean, I call my show Dare to Be Authentic for a reason, for those of us who weren't maybe raised to be authentic, you know, and in those different spiritual principles of being really connected to our inner self and knowing who we are, there is a difficulty, you know, in getting back to that. And there's a courage that it takes to say, this is who I really am, even though I've been doing this all these years. So thank you for that. Very nice.
And thank you. I do. I love that call and that challenge, you know, dare to be authentic. I love it.
It takes a lot of guts for, you know, so if let's say I'm more like me, I was in business for most of my life, you know. I went into business after high school because I wanted to be a teacher. And my guidance counselor said, there's a teacher glut. You're never going to get a job in that career. That's what I really, really wanted to be. And so I went to school and started, you know, learning languages because I wanted to do something with languages, and I ended up in international trade, and I could do all of it, but it sure didn't feed my soul in any way, you know, and it took me a long, long time to get back to who I am and find who I am. So yeah, it can be a difficult path, or it could be a simpler path like yours. You could ease into it. I love the ease of how you explain it. And I know that it wasn't all, you know, flowers and rainbows, but the fact that you were willing to follow that authentic call, I love that. What do you think is the first step for a person who wants that deeper spiritual connection, who really wants to follow that authentic call or that authentic guidance?
Mm-hmm. I think if a person wants to follow a deeper call or their authenticity or their spiritual path, I think they've already taken the first step, the fact that they are aware that they want this. And I would first suggest that this person, this you that we're addressing, may know their closest door to that, whether it's they know they need to rid themselves of certain unhealthy patterns or relationships, or they know that they feel much more grounded when they're in nature, or they know they just need to give themselves 10 minutes a day to breathe and meditate and be on their, you know, with themselves. So I would suggest that this person probably has some history or some inkling of what is closest to them that they can start integrating into their life pattern to help them along this path. I would also hope that perhaps my artwork, that's sort of one of my intentions, is that in these physical objects, but they're handmade, so they have this energy, and the symbolism that I use in my work is not premeditated. So I always think of it like a dream. And you know, you may dream about a peacock, and I may dream about a peacock, and it means different things to us depending on what we need. And that's sort of the imagery in my artwork. It's meant to evoke something of the personal and the spiritual in whoever is looking upon it. So that's my invitation as well. And of course, my path, I love reading the sacred writings of different spiritual traditions and teachers, and I find the writings of my faith to be a great source of guidance and grounding and inspiration.
Wow. My favorite thing of what you said is that you've already taken the first step because you're aware. That is so true. And thank you so much for sharing that. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Okay.
And if you want to call in and ask Jacqueline a question, please feel free to do so. You can call, start calling now at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. And we'll be right back.
Hey, if Eileen had the relationship whisper, what would it feel like going to bed at night knowing that your partner really loves you and gets you? What if you could have the relationship you always desired and know very specifically what you need from your partner and they from you? Check out the online Get Love the Way You Need video program on my website, eileenhead.com, and take the free personality quiz.
Would you rather pay rent or own the apartment complex? Easy, right? You want to collect the rents as opposed to paying them. So why pay to be in a networking group when you can own networking groups? Do you want to explore a franchise opportunity where you could profit from starting networking groups and add it on to what you're already doing? If so, contact us via info@amspirit.com. That's info@amspirit.com.
Who are you, and what are you here for? If you find yourself asking those questions of yourself or others on a regular basis, then you'll enjoy Maxability, Who Are You, What Are You Here For? By Jean Hess, author of Sportuality, Finding Joy in the Games. Visit jeanhess.com, that's JeanHess.com for more information, or order it on Amazon.
Greetings. My name is Linwood Jackson, Jr. A call has fallen from Heaven's throne to us to reform our heart by engaging our thoughts and feelings in His Spirit's education. This report and its benefit I have illustrated in the book Perfecting and Reforming Personal Religion, available online at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Let's learn of Heaven's will for us together. Stay blessed.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with guest Jacqueline Clare, talking about creating a deeper connection to the spiritual in our day-to-day lives. So what's the main message that you want to bring to the public?
Well, the main message that I would like to bring to the public is one of hope and spiritual empowerment. I feel that all of our difficulties, personally and on the world stage, really have a spiritual root. And, you know, if you just think for a moment about the pain and challenges and inequity that, you know, greed and prejudice and things like that cause on the world, and then also in our personal lives, our disconnection from what it's really all about here. All of these have a spiritual core. And so I would just like to bring people's awareness and attention to what is the purpose of our lives and how can we be more aligned with our highest good and what we're here for. And along with that, you know, I sometimes tire of the motivational messaging that's just all the rainbows and light, like you said. Like sometimes we get the message that we should, you know, we could be like 100% on fire, happy, in this sort of like, you know, toothpaste commercial way every single day. And it's wonderful to hold these high standards, though often there's something like to be sold behind those images as well. I completely believe in these beautiful, high, lofty standards of living fully and joyfully. But I think that it can almost be discouraging and make us feel like somehow we're alone or we're the weird one or we're missing the jig somehow, because we experience, you know, illness and sadness and these things, and that this life path can be rocky. So for me, it's like being able to acknowledge that with authenticity, that like, yeah, it's really rough sometimes, and it's also worth it, you know, especially to pursue our authentic path. And so kind of holding the space for the lower ebbs of our life, and then also aiming for these profound and lofty and joyful ideals. So that's my message, that there's a spiritual core to all of this, and that we can live fuller lives by embracing both sides of the spectrum.
I love that. I love that you brought that point across, because I'm with you. It's like that rah, rah, rah. You know, you could go to, and I've been in the past, a conference, and you're all motivated, but nothing happens because it's just all, it's not real. That's what it is. It's not real or authentic. So, and those things do happen to us. We do have sadness and all sorts of things that could happen in our families, to ourselves. And that's part of our life. So we have to embrace that as well. And of course, look forward to the best, and, you know, and follow our intuition towards guiding us to the best for our lives and that of others. That's really beautiful. So let's talk for a minute about how to get a hold of you and your art.
Sure. So my website is Jacqueline Claire Art, and everything is spelled traditionally, like Jacqueline Kennedy and Claire, the boutique, Jacqueline Claire Art. And I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, and Patreon as Jacqueline Claire Art. And that's how people can get a hold of me and see my artwork and stay in touch for when I might be having a show near them, with my interactive art and storytelling show, Awaken to Your Life as a Spiritual Journey, and other things happening online and near you.
Wonderful. And you can also find Jacqueline on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari, M-A-R-I.com. And you could just go to the radio show page, and she's there with her picture and link to her website and a link to this interview, which I hope you'll pass along, because she has shared so many beautiful and wise things. So is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener, Jacqueline, something that might be on your heart right now?
I feel moved to say to your listeners to be gentle with yourself, and to find something of beauty and connection for you today, whether it's, you know, your child or the clouds or whatever it is. Just give yourself that moment to appreciate the sort of humble beauty of your life.
Wow. I absolutely love that. I love the being gentle part, because it's not something that we are consistently taught. It's certainly not something that society teaches us at all. Or even, I wasn't brought up that way. I was brought to really be hard on myself and push myself and do, you know, so that you can be successful. So I just absolutely love that message, Jacqueline. Just the word gentle, just to hear you say it, makes me feel good, makes me feel better. What are some ways that you could encourage a listener to be more gentle with themselves?
Breathe. Try to feel your own heart. And this isn't like some esoteric thing. It's just like, breathe and just try to connect with that, because it's so easy to get wrapped up. It's so tempting to get completely wrapped up in everything we have to do, and dealing with traffic and taking out the trash and going to work, that often the person we're the least appreciative of and least in touch with is ourselves. Mm-hmm. And for me, just like just taking 30 seconds to tune in to my own heart and just like feel that it's there and it's beating, and like kind of it's just a very practical way to come in alignment with our own body's physical form. So that's the most simple and accessible thing that I could suggest. And again, just being attuned to beauty, whether it is looking at a painting or looking and appreciating something simple outside, and practicing creativity, whether that's making a meal or doodling or setting aside a weekend morning to paint, or, you know, go work in your garden. All of these things I think are very grounding and gentle.
Thank you. And, you know, it's a good reminder for me because I have beautiful mountains right outside my home office here. And sometimes I get so caught up, like yesterday was a day that was really busy. And I get so caught up in work that I don't even look outside. I don't even enjoy the mountain. And so when you just said that, because I'm sitting in the same place, I turned around and I'm like, that's beautiful, right? But I don't give myself the time to enjoy it. So thank you so much for that reminder. That's really absolutely wonderful. It's something that for me, I have to make a point of remembering to take a break and enjoy the beauty around me, whatever that beauty might be. Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to say? We have about 3 minutes before we're done.
Sure. Well, it's very interesting to me that you said you have to remember this. And I think that's really what we all need. Most of us, especially someone who's listening to your show, most of us, they're not hearing for the first time. Most of us don't need to acquire more knowledge. We just need to be reminded of what we already know or what our instincts already are. And to me, that's what I try to do with my artwork and my storytelling, is just create these reminders, again, to call something forth from within you.
Yeah, I like that. And for me, sometimes I have to set reminders. And I set reminders for all sorts of things, but I never set a reminder to say, ah, notice the beauty around you. So maybe I'll do that for myself, you know, a little reminder of my phone to take a break and breathe and notice the beauty. So that might be helpful for the listener as well. Well, Jacqueline, it's been absolutely wonderful having you on the show today. Thanks so much for coming on and talking about all these wonderful things.
Thanks for having me. It was great.
It was my pleasure entirely. And thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Remember, the replay of this show will be on right after we're done. Make sure you spread it around. There's so much great information. And make sure you join us for the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.